Hello, everyone. Welcome to ES Beats.
Well, my goodness.
How's everybody doing out there?
Well, I put in the chat room, I think a fair few are probably wondering, what on earth is this theme?
We've been going since 4:15 this morning here in California, and we are celebrating the fact that Leeds are going up.
Yes.
Leeds are going up. We knew they were already going up, which was brilliant, but yes, they're going up with 100 points and top of the league. That's right. We are the champions, everyone. Yes. Leeds United, Yorkshire's finest, are champions of the Championship League.
Yep.
And they are now in the Prem. Starting in the fall, autumn, and we cannot wait.
And it was an exciting game, too.
Yeah, it was an exciting game. Solomon with the winner in the 91st minute. Absolutely brilliant. I woke up everyone in the house.
Yes.
I had been swearing under my breath from about 4:15 till, well, right until that
6:30.
Point, to be honest. Burnley kept scoring, and we wouldn't, and then we did, and then everything was beautiful again.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people jumping down in the water in Plymouth. Saw people pouring beers on their heads in Leeds. We haven't done much. We had a glass of Prosecco on the way down, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh! Oh, wow! It landed all the way up top!
We have a champagne in here.
Yes. Something to celebrate, yes. I wonder if you can actually hear the bubbles. Oh, maybe so.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Love it, love it. Yes, a little celebratory.
If you don't have it already, grab yourself a glass of champagne. We're going to be celebrating for the next 2 hours about being champions.
And you have to explain all of that preamble.
I'll do all that.
Because that was definitely...
We had the Grandthorpe Colliery Band doing the William Tell Overture, at least the second half of it. I skipped all the slow stuff at the beginning. We had Leeds in there. We Are Leeds, I think. And then we had... what was the last one? Oh, Grandstand.
DJ Grandma's drinking champagne already.
Brilliant, brilliant. And we're about to, we're having a rosé.
Rosé bubbles. Yeah,
rosé bubbles. Brut rosé in here, which is weird, having something red when you're celebrating Leeds, but that's okay.
It's all right.
We like the look of it. It looks good. So we're going to put some tunes on. You guys get settled. It's going to be a fun show, everyone. Strap yourselves in, grab yourself a drink, and we will talk to you on the other side.
Toodles.
Leads are going up.
a lot of songs.
Yeah, Give It Up There by Casey and the Sunshine Band for Leads Are Going Up by the Supporters. Before that, we had Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba. Mm-hmm. I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again, which is what Leeds did. And because they got knocked down last year.
And the
year,
Riot song.
And Predict a Riot, Kaiser Chiefs. Leeds own Kaiser Chiefs. That song is played after a win there at Ellen Road every match. And watching the crowd go nuts to it. I saw Sarah Runs in Circles, got to experience that on Monday.
Yeah.
Pretty epic. What a great end to the season. I mean, 6-0, 4-0, and then 2-1 today. Just brilliant. They really were amazing. 100 points for a league, which is really amazing for those that don't know. So what's happened is Leeds, perennial top flight team for years, relegated two divisions down. Not too long ago, scrapped their way back up finally after many, many years to the Premier League, and then knocked down 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and then tried to get back up last year.
We're so close.
Made it to the play. Oh no, 2 years ago, made it to the playoffs and got eliminated. And then came back and said, "Well, we don't want to do the playoff shit. Let's just win the whole damn thing." And they did. And hats off to Burnley. Also 100 points, but just not enough. No. Not enough goals, because they played very, very boring football. I don't know how he got manager of the year, because it was the most boring football to watch.
Oh, he did? The Burnley guy did?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. But I get it. You know, it was all defense, though. I mean, boring football, welcome to the Premier League. Maybe he'll do a lot better than us, because it's boring up there. Anyway, we're very excited. Let's not talk about next year. Let's talk about the right here, right now. We're having a celebration here in the studio. Studio, I'm already belching my brute bubbles here. So yeah, this next block is all about having a party. So wherever you are, I am DJ ESB. You're listening to ES Beats here on Radio Valencia.fm. Transmissions from the Mission, joined in the studio by the beautiful Original Brewer, who puts up with a lot, including me screaming at about 6:30 this morning.
It did scare me, I'm not going to lie.
I was so good the whole match.
You were, but it scared me.
But when it went in, I was like, holy crap.
But then I was awake, but then I started having really weird, like, semi-dreams, because I was not sure what was happening.
We've got a full house again, finally. DJ Adame is back. She and DJ Q-Nut are home. I think they're listening. They're home together, working away. Not feeling so great. They're both under the weather, but they'll get through it.
Yeah.
And they're just finishing up some school stuff, both
getting
of them.
Getting on the tail end, I think.
And the cats are looking after them. And so we came down here in this little windy but beautiful day here in San Francisco. Yeah. It's weird celebrating Leeds this morning after such a disappointing evening last night with the Warriors just crapping the bed again. It was really tough to watch that. It was a really tough loss. I don't see much. Even if they win Sunday, I just don't see them doing anything against Minnesota. But they had a good run. It was really good. Yeah. I love what Jimmy Butler's brought to the team. But anyway, today is all about Leeds.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating Leeds here in the studio until 4 o'clock. And speaking of which, let's have a celebration.
Yes, toodles.
Everyone around the world, come on! It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time, yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright.
Good time. to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I
breath.
Especially DJ Grandma.
And DJ ESB. Oh, how's everybody doing out there? That was a fun block. That was the four-song block there to celebrate. We had Celebration by Kool and the Gang, followed by Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. Van Halen with Jump off their 1984 album, and then of course Fatboy Slim with Praise You. And we're celebrating, we're praising Leeds United today. They won, well, this morning for us. Yeah. It was afternoon for everyone back home. And yeah, they won the championship.
Lots of celebrating. We saw the Leeds after party like in downtown.
It looked great. Everyone having an absolute blast. We're on our way now. It's only 2:45 here in California.
Yeah.
And you're listening to ES Beats here on RadioValencia.fm. Transmissions from the Mission. We're with you here every Saturday from 2 till 4, although we won't be next week because we've got plans.
Yes.
But after that, we'll be back. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're celebrating Leeds United. For those that listen to the show at least more than once, you'll know that I'm a bit of a sports nut. fanatic, I think is the proper term. Been a Miami Dolphins fan since 1984, never seen them win anything. Been an England fan since 1990, if I'm completely honest with myself. That's when I really got into them, was Italian 90. Never seen them win anything. Been a fan of the Giants since 1987 and seen them win three championships, but it took a long time, 2010, 2012, 2014. Fan of Arizona Wildcats, seen them win one national championship the year after we graduated, 1997. Mm-hmm. And Leeds, never seen silverware. We missed it. We moved to America the year. We moved to the U.S. in 1991. And that was the season, 1991-1992, was the season when they won the first division. It was the last year of the first division before it became the premiership. And Leeds won that. Mm. And we didn't see it because it wasn't on TV in America. There was no way to see it. So I never saw them win that. So this is a big one for me. It's a really big one for me. I know that, I mean, I think for family listening at home, obviously they're much closer to it than I am. I never lived in Yorkshire, never lived in Leeds or near Leeds, but Sarah, Chris, Auntie Jane, everyone, you know, that Charlie, they're all there. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, John, they're all right there. Mm-hmm. And then of course Mum, DJ Grandma, she's from there. Mm-hmm. DJ Grandma, my grandpa, TJ great grandpa, I guess, he used to have season tickets, went every week. Yep. Never missed a match, always left early. Well, mostly left early because he had to catch the bus, and missed quite a few goals in his lifetime. Would have missed the goal today actually if it'd been back in
Leeds.
But yeah, I've always had a strong kinship to Leeds and the town and the team and Yorkshire in general. Having never lived there, it's kind of weird for me. But I'm a huge fan. I don't think you'll find a bigger fan. You'll find as big a fan, but not a bigger fan. Certainly not who's never lived there.
True.
It runs through my blood. And yeah, I'm a very happy man today. So we're having a party here, but I will take it down a little bit because we've got
because we're on the party theme. Before,
I'm sorry.
It down,
yes, let's do that.
We do need to celebrate because there is another celebration.
We do need to celebrate. That's
because
right.
Because there is a celebration that is happening in Denver because somebody today, Uncle Mike, has a birthday.
Happy birthday, Uncle Mike.
Happy birthday, Uncle Mike. I don't know that he's actually listening because I know he had plans to be out and about, but yep. He did know that he was going to get a shout out. So.
And we'll send him the show afterwards.
Yes, we will send him after the fact in case he is
I don't think he could give
listening.
Two tosses about Leeds United winning, but he'll like the music. He'll like the music,
he
and
will.
It's,
he'll
and
like
it's a very
music.
Happy birthday to you, Uncle Mike.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And yeah, so then my poor bride here, Original Brewer, she married into this fanaticism, getting up early. I remember dragging her to the pub early to watch England play when she was 9 months pregnant with DJ Adame, actually, when we lost to Portugal in the quarters. Mm. And you gave birth to her the next day.
Mm-hmm.
It was the next day. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were in a pub called the Bad Dog in the Fog in San Francisco.
I was struggling to even tie my shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Then everyone got up for you. Let her sit down.
Yeah.
That England shirt was hanging on for dear life. But yeah, you married into it. So with that in mind, I thought we'd just take a pause with the crazy music.
Yeah.
And have a breather and celebrate Yorkshire and England and, well, Yorkshire and Leeds. And this seems fitting considering we tried to sing it at our wedding.
Toodles. Oh, boy. Toodles.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Leads are all over the world indeed. That was Paul Wilson with his cover of Status Quo, rocking all over the world with Leads are all over the world. That was a fun little set there. That was the homage to Yorkshire and Leeds. We kicked things off with Jerusalem, the Colliery Band there, and we had All Creatures Great and Small. Then we had the Radetzky March, also by the Colliery Band, and then we had Leads are all over the world by Paul Wilson. You listen to ES Beats. We're here every Saturday from 2 till 4. I'm DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the gorgeous, the sumptuous, the amazing,
the sumptuous
original brewer. Who puts up with all my Leeds crap. And we're celebrating here in the studio. We're drinking champagne. We popped it. And if you're joining us now, you missed the pop on the air. But yeah, we've been listening to some great tunes. We started at 2 o'clock. And we're going to be partying on air till 4 o'clock. We've got another hour. Yeah, we're just basking in the glow of 100 points in the championship. It's just amazing. It was amazing. I don't think I've ever got up that early and been this still fired up. Yes, ask.
Okay, so if you have 100 points and Burnley...